Three, lastly, the fetter of vagueness. We all know what vagueness means. We all know what a vague person is. But what is the reason for the vagueness? Why should anyone be vague? We are vague when we are undecided. We are vague when we don't want to decide. We are vague when we don't want to commit ourselves. And the vagueness is therefore a dishonest vagueness. After all, spiritual life is very difficult. Growth and development is often a painful process, even though it is enjoyable. So we tend to shrink back. We tend not to commit ourselves. We keep our options open, as we say. We keep up a number of different interests, a number of different aims on which we can fall back, and we allow ourselves to oscillate between them, even to drift between them. At all costs, we remain vague, woolly, cloudy, dim, indistinct, faint. Breaking the fetter of vagueness therefore means being willing to think clearly. It means being willing to think things out, to think things through. It means being willing to see what the alternatives really are. It means being willing to sort out our priorities. It means being willing to make up our minds. It means being willing actually to choose the best and to act wholeheartedly upon that choice. It means not postponing the moment of decision. These, then, are the three fetters. The fetter of habit, the fetter of superficiality, the fetter of vagueness. And these fetters are broken by means of insight, by means of the knowledge and vision of things as they really are. Or, if you like, they are broken by our becoming creative, that is to say, self-creative, creative of our own new self, committed and clear. Creative, committed and clear. And when we develop insight, when knowledge and vision arises, we enter the stream. The stream that leads directly to enlightenment. We become a stream entrant. And being a stream entrant, we are a true individual. And as a true individual, we can experience vimutti. We can enjoy the taste of freedom. So, two main points have emerged so far. The first, that only the true individual is really free. And second, that we become a true individual only by developing insight, by breaking the three fetters. We become a true individual only by becoming creative, committed, and clear. In speaking of the taste of freedom, we must bear both these points in mind.